We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jason Nathanson is joining us this morning on the day after TV's big night, the Emmys. And the two shows that seemed to dominate, Jason, were The Crown and Ted Lasso. But maybe it was even bigger night for Netflix and Apple TV.
Yeah, it was for the streaming services, which this has been a thing for a while now, but never in this way, in this total domination way. Netflix winning the most of any, that's never been done before. Usually it's HBO or somebody else, but usually edges them out. But for Netflix to win overall the most, but also Netflix, which was the streaming service with the first ever nomination for a streaming service years ago, had never won the top award, a best series, before. And so with its win for The Crown for best drama and The Queen's Gambit for best limited series, it now takes home two. And, you know, Hulu has won before with Handmaid's Tale. Amazon has won before with Maisel and Fleabag. But Netflix had never got that top prize. So it finally gets that. And Apple TV Plus, of course, gets its first top series prize with best comedy for Ted Lasso. So the streaming services, you know, it's interesting because the Emmys themselves, they're on a rotating basis with the networks. This year it's CBS, then it'll be NBC, and then ABC, and then Fox. But those networks are increasingly just shut out of the conversation.
Yeah, I was going to say, might as well stream the Emmys from now on. Jason, we were talking about this Friday. I found out Friday that the Emmys were happening this weekend. I mean, very little fanfare heading into the Emmys as opposed to what I normally, at least you're aware of it, even if you don't really care to watch. And I wasn't really aware of it this time. Do you think that might have something to do with it with, you know, it's so splintered now. I mean, a lot of people probably don't even have access to the shows that are being talked about, whether it's HBO, Hulu, Apple, network TV, something else. I mean, they're splintered all over the place. Is that maybe bad for the Emmys as an award show of, hey, we're going to have a bunch of shows that people might not heard about and might not have the ability to watch?
Well, sure, yeah, it does have something to do with it because, you know, at a time where it used to be, well, you had only a couple of networks and then some cable channels and everybody watched Seinfeld. So, you know, that was exciting to see the stars from Seinfeld or Cheers or Hill Street Blues or whatever it was that was always dominating the Emmys. Everybody watched it and there were only a few things to watch. Now there are so many things to watch. We're in this thing called Peak TV with over 500 series that are out there. And you just don't have time to watch, or you don't have all the services. I mean, you might not have Apple TV Plus, or you might not have HBO Max, or you might not have this or that. So it does, it splinters the conversation. Not everybody's talking about it. But also, it's just a matter of advertising. If people aren't watching broadcast television, then you're not watching CBS, which is running ads for the Emmys. And a lot of people just aren't in much smaller numbers. If you're only watching Netflix, guess what? You're not going to see an ad for the Emmys on Netflix. So that, you know, cuts down on your exposure as well.
Yeah, good point. And who was it that wouldn't shut up last night with their acceptance speech?
That was really funny. That was the director of The Queen's Gambit, which won for Best Limited Series. Scott Frank also won for best director for that. And he got up there and the music starts to play him off, you know, about 45 seconds into the speech. They're told they usually have about 45 seconds. And he just talked right through it, man. He's a director and he's going to be in charge. So he said, no, stop it. I'm not getting off. The music played three times before he finally got off. It was 3.5 minutes long, his speech, which in awards time is, that's an absolute eternity.
I love it. I think it gets more interesting the longer it goes on. Like, right. All right, how far is this guy just going to trudge ahead? What are they going to do? Well, arrest you if you don't walk off the stage?
Carry him off the stage.
There is a call this morning to abolish those time limits, to let people speak, because that's what we're there for, is to see people speak. But also, there was some backlash for him because a lot of people weren't necessarily interested in what he had to say. They would rather that time was given to other people like Olivia Colman from The Crown, or there are people that, you know, that people actually knew, and that a lot of people felt he was just taking his male privilege and just, you know, not getting off the stage.
All right. Pretty interesting night.
Thank you for the update from the Emmys. That's Jason Nathanson joining us out in Hollywood.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.